This February 1st, a handful of climate justice groups are screening the documentary Bad River. The film chronicles the Wisconsin-based Bad River Band and its ongoing legal battle with Canadian pipeline and energy producer Enbridge, who run part of the Line 5 pipeline through Bad River territory. It's an old pipeline, and over time parts have come to hang in the air, fully exposed and at risk of a spill that would threaten a Great Lakes watershed. Climate Justice Montreal, Le Vivant se défend, and Sierra Club Canada have chosen to host the screening and a post-film discussion with two Bad River Band members in the riding of Mélanie Joly, who as Canada's foreign affairs minister intervened to keep the pipeline running. Organizer Greg Michelson joined me to discuss. Here's our conversation.
Let's talk about the film. It's about the Bad River Nation's fight against an Enbridge pipeline on their land. I'm wondering if you could tell me a little bit more about, you know, what is that pipeline and why do they want it gone?
Sure. Maybe just at the outset, it's broader than that. It's about the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa in general and their you know, struggles against colonization going a long way back. But certainly the most prominent example of colonization recently has been trespassing by the Canadian giant pipeline company Enbridge on their land since 2013 when they decided not to renew the easements that had been given in their name. They weren't really consulted, but the easements were given in their name back in 1953 by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. but they now have the right to say no. However, Enbridge still hasn't been forced to take the pipeline out. So Line 5 is another one of Enbridge's web of tar sand pipelines, and it is basically carrying oil from the Alberta tar sands through the heart of the Great Lakes, and that includes parts of Wisconsin and Michigan. It even crosses the Straits of Mackinac, which go between Lakes Michigan and Huron. It's 72 years old. It's a ticking time bomb, as the Michigan governor has put it. It's already spilled like 30 times a million gallons, and it really needs to be shut down. That's a big part of the film is this Bad River Band, you know, small number of Indigenous people who are just, you know, completely committed to their environment, to their land, wedded to their ways of life. They've really been at the forefront of the struggle to shut this pipeline down.
In showing the film, what are some of the lessons that you want people to take from that campaign and that struggle?
Well, I just think it's going to be a positive thing for more Canadians and especially more Quebecers to learn about this struggle and to learn about the federal government's complicity in, you know, fighting on the wrong side of the struggle. When the Bad River first got a judgment in its favor, and that is a judge said, yes, Enbridge has been trespassing for, at that point, I guess it had been 10 years, now it's 12. The Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mélanie Joly, launched a treaty dispute with the United States based on a very little known so-called agreement between the U.S. and Canada to keep oil flowing across the border. But Joly and the Canadian government in general have completely ignored one of the clauses in that treaty itself, which says, of course, governments have the right to protect the environment against pipelines. And we're actually showing the film in the riding of this Minister of Foreign Affairs who launched the treaty dispute, you know, in an effort to kind of emphasize that fact and maybe energize people to start pushing back and first of all, learning what their elected officials are up to and making them change course.
For people who are interested in seeing the documentary and being there and taking part in the Q&A after, where do they go? What should they know?
Yeah, in the poster, there is a link, and we are asking people to register ahead of time just so we can get an idea of numbers. It will be. It's an English language film. It's narrated by Edward Norton, so it's, you know, it's a very well produced film with some big names in it. We will have French subtitles, and we will have live interpretation. So for people that don't follow English as well, we welcome both Francophones and Anglophones to come check it out.
All right. And that is on February 1st?
Yeah, February 1st at 1 p.m. at Collège Ahuntsic. Come on out and join us.
All right. Well, Dr. Greg Michelson, thanks so much for coming on CKUT.
Thank you again.
That was Dr. Greg Michelson on the documentary Bad River. That screening and panel discussion will be held on February 1st at 1 p.m. at Collège Ahuntsic. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bugel with the Local Journalism Initiative.